Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Patience, God's Appointed Time.
Be not, O gentle Savior.
Everybody has to stand. I think this is a good time to worship. All the words of us. All the worshipers, come on. Everybody, lift those voices and somebody, throw your arms around them and greet them and shake your neighbor's hand. Come on, everybody, find somebody, cross the aisle. Wow, wow. Tell your neighbor it's good to see you. It's good to be in church. I'm crying, come on, crying. This takes me back. This takes me back. I know you like that, Deacon Clarence Smith. You can have. Anybody feel something? Come on, let's get on the devil's nerves. One more time. Crying. Sounds like Grandmama's church. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Close those eyes, if you will. This morning, we are dedicating our services to a phenomenal anointed woman of God, Mother Elise Lorick, who is the founding First Lady of the Rehoboth United Church. She and her husband, the late Bishop Coley Lorick, started that ministry. Mother Lorick has some health challenges as of late. And her family says every Sunday she tunes in and worships with her. We just want Mother Lorick to know that we love you so much and we are praying so much for you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you. God, we bless you. Thank you for reminding us that you have never passed us by. Even when we forgot you, you did not forget us. Bless the service, bless the word that shall come forth, that it will not return unto you void, but it will do what it has been sent forth to do. We're praying for those who are joining us virtually. We're praying for those many faithful radio listeners all over this state, virtual listeners all over this world. We touch and agree that is already done. Lord, they are blessed not because the word comes from Pastor Jackson, but they will be blessed because the word comes from you. Your word will never return void. This is our prayer. Your name we pray and give thanks. And the church said, amen. Can we do a little bit more of that? Come on, Regina. I feel something is about to break right now. Somebody. That's for you, Mother Lori. That's for you. Say.
I need you to hear my.
Somebody ought to lose themselves in worship.
Now I call it, please.
Lord, don't pass. Clap those hands. We should never forget the songs that helped us during our most difficult times. Amen. I want the young people to always remember these songs. Amen. Yeah. Woo. Don't pass me by. Don't pass me. Thank you. Would you bless our worship and arts ministry? Thank you. Ooh, thank you. There's a word from the Lord. Amen. I feel a breakthrough. There's a word from the Lord. While on others thou art called. Anybody need the Lord to stop by your house? Thank you. The power of patience is the series. This is the second message in this series. In this year of spiritual empowerment, we were told on the first day of the year, as we ushered in a new year, Galatians chapter 5, Paul says, and the Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace and patience. Next month we'll deal with goodness and kindness. Somebody say patience. The power of patience. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. Just one verse in one chapter in one very short Old Testament book. For the prophet Habakkuk records this incredible dialogue between him and God. And the text reads, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time." Whew. Somebody say an appointed time. "But at the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries." Shout at somebody and say, "Wait for it." Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And the church that loves God's word and the people that love God's word, help me say amen. Amen. For the next few moments, we want to speak to you in this second message of the series entitled "The Power of Patience." The second message is simply these words. Look at someone and help me say, "God's appointed time." I look behind you and say, "God's appointed time." For the last time, wave at somebody and say, "When God gets ready." I clap those hands and take your seat. Amen. God's appointed time. God's appointed time. But we are told, those who study human behavior, Dr. Eric Williams, a noted psychologist who sang on our praise and worship team, and others, that we are told that one of the most difficult things for us as humanity, as human beings, to appreciate, I need you to catch this, is the importance and the significance of timing. I'm going somewhere. I didn't say time. I said timing. God has given me instructions on how he wants this message delivered this morning. I want you to hear what God says, because God has a word for somebody in here that's struggling with timing. Can I just keep it real? Some of you aren't struggling with God. You're just struggling with God's. You love God, but you just don't like his. Ooh. The Lord says this message in this series is to help us appreciate the significance of timing. God said to me in preparation for this message that timing can actually be more significant to our success than the things we are actually praying and hoping for. I want you to understand what I'm saying. And when God gave me this, I had to think about it over and over again. Elder Lisa, I said, "God, are you sure you want me to say this?" He said, "Yes." He says, tell the audience that timing can be more significant and more important to you than the thing you are praying and hoping for." And then God reminded me, mother, something my dad would often say. Dad would often say, "Son, a good thing at the wrong time can actually end up being a bad thing." And he was talking to me in my youthful exuberance, me wanting it to happen, Deacon Carlos, right away, me running to my dad with 50 ideas and 49 of them he shoots down. And he had to remind me that it's not that it's a bad idea, it's just not the right time. And he would say to me, son, you've got to learn how to wait on God's timing. The old church knew this theology. And they would put it in the words of a song that said, he may not. Oh, y'all country folk know where I'm going. He may not come when you want him. But he's always, he's an on time. Yes, he is. This modern generation don't know nothing about timing. We want it, and we want it when we want it. And we get mad and say, well, you can keep it if I can't get it. And God does just that. God keeps it. God said, I was going to bless you, but your arrogance prevented your blessing. Dad understood this, and Dad wanted to help me and help us, Deacon Albert Simmons, by telling us, son, I know where you're going, because I had so many things that I wanted my dad to change, so many things I wanted to do differently, and I was ready to do it. And part of me said, well, Dad said, let's bring it on slowly. Let's hear from the Lord. And thank God he stopped, because some of the things that I thought were good would have been horrible. And God knew best. Look at your neighbor and say, trust the process. There is a wonderful quote in the military book that is often read by military strategists that's called War and Peace. And it is recommended in the military academies, the book War and Peace. I remember reading it when I was a student at Benedict College. The late Dr. Latta Thomas helped us understand this in a course entitled Critical Thinking. And he said that we only have to understand that there's some things you ought to consider before you do stuff. And there's a quote that says, the two most powerful warriors are patience and time. Think about that. The two most powerful warriors are patience and times. Those who know how to wait usually get things done. How many of you, if you look back over your life and if you can do it over, you'll do it slower? You would take your time and not rush into something that wasn't the right time. It was the late President John F. Kennedy who had another wonderful quote, and the late President Kennedy was quoting as saying, we must use time as a tool and not as a crutch. Because many of us use time as a crutch. I just don't have time. I ain't got time to wait around. It becomes a crutch and not a tool, as opposed to saying, Lord, while I am waiting, teach me something. Show me something. Bless me with something. Is there anybody in here that just want to throw your hands up and tell God, I don't mind waiting? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And so when we use time as a tool and not a crutch, it can bless us in so many ways. Well, I appreciate what President Kennedy said, who was elected in 1960, but quite honestly, before he was even born, somebody had already spoken these similar words. It was King Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes, thousands of years earlier, who said that there is a time for every purpose under the heaven. I want you to stick right there, particularly on Tuesday night. I'm going to deal with this a little in greater detail on Tuesday night. But there is a time, look at what the text says, for every purpose. That means your good and your bad. God has a timeline on it. Nothing happens to you sporadically and haphazardly. If it happened, then God has it under his control. God knows best what to send you and when to send you. In other words, listen, there are specific timelines. Somebody shout timelines. That are associated with every aspect of our lives. The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. Everything happens to you for a reason and under God's control. Only God controls the timeline. There are things in our lives that we wish would have happened sooner, and God did not allow it. Things in our life that we hope would not have happened, and God says, I sent it for a reason. The scriptures say, it was good that I was afflicted. It taught me his ways. Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God intended it for my good. Is there anyone in here? Ah, y'all don't fool me. Now, can somebody just thank God for the stuff that happened in your life that you did not want to happen, but it happened when God got ready for it to happen? When we are told in the Word of God to wait on the Lord, it is not, hear this, perhaps this is the most important thing I would say. It is not just waiting on what God is doing, but it is also urging us and admonishing us to wait on when he chooses to do it. Whew. We don't have a problem saying, Lord, I'm waiting on what you want to do, but do it now. You've got to learn how to wait on when God chooses to bless you and stop stargazing at other people's stuff. Some of you are too wedded to other people's business on social media. And the problem with us today is that we see other people's fake posts about their fake happiness, and we wonder why we don't have or feel that way. A whole lot of stuff you see is not real. Ooh, can I give you a piece of advice? Oh, y'all, look at somebody and say, wait on the real thing. Real stuff takes longer. Am I right about it? Wait until God gets ready. Usually, here's what God said. Usually, when we as humans try to do things on our own, by ourselves, on our own timelines, without waiting on the Lord, it doesn't end up well. Somebody say that again, Pastor Jackson. Thank you, I will. When we try to interfere and do it on our own, and on our own timeline, it doesn't end up well. Here's an Old Testament biblical example. Abraham and Sarah. God gave them a promise and said, you shall be parents. Abraham, you shall be a father of many nations. Sarah, you shall give birth to a child. But the circumstances looked otherwise. She was 90 years old. How old is my mama T? Y'all, I don't even want to think about that, okay? Don't y'all ruin my spiritual buzz, okay? Sarah was 90 years old. Abraham was 100 years old. So you can understand why they said, Lord, are you sure? And the Bible says Sarah laughed at the angel of God. And then they decided, well, if God is going to give us something, we need to help God out. And it was, I want to help you out. Go back and read your Bible. It was Sarah's idea. It was Sarah's idea for Abraham to get a handmaid and have a child. Now, Abraham didn't resist. But it was Sarah's idea. And Abraham and Sarah created Ishmael. And Ishmael is the forerunner or the forefather of the heirs. And Abraham and God created Isaac. Isaac, forefather of the Jews. Even today, as we speak, the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac are fighting. They're fighting in Gaza. They're fighting in the Middle East simply because Abraham and Sarah refused to wait on God and try to fix something they were not able to fix. Ooh, I've got a message somewhere in this series called You Can't Fix Everything. How many of you know you can't fix what God has not asked you to fix? Sometimes we've got to stand still and allow God to work it out on God's own term. What Abraham and Sarah failed to realize was that God did not need their help. God was God all by himself. And sometimes God takes his time on purpose. Do I have time to preach this to you? Since the 8 o'clock service, I've added another example. There's another wonderful example that's found in John chapter 11 dealing with Jesus and Lazarus. Jesus was close to Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They were his close earthly friends. He stayed in their house. He ate at their tables, slept in their beds. And the Bible said, Lazarus, the friend of Jesus, became gravely ill. Verse 3 in John chapter 11, the Bible says, Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that your friend Lazarus is sick. Go tell Jesus, come heal Lazarus. Verses 5 and 6 says, Jesus took 2 extra days. Can I preach to somebody? Wait a minute, can I help you understand? Verse 3, they sinned for Jesus. Jesus delayed himself on purpose and took 2 extra days. Wow, when he gets there, Martha runs to Jesus and says, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Mary comes to Jesus later, falls at his knees and say, if you would have just shown up earlier, Lazarus would not have died. Jesus had to tell Martha, Martha, he will live again. Martha said in her limited theology, I know he's going to live at the resurrection. And Jesus had to correct her with his superior theology and say, I am the resurrection. And the life, he that died shall live again. He that liveth in me shall never die. Then Jesus says, take me where they've buried him. Now note, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jesus delayed coming on purpose. Why? Because, oh, I'm going somewhere. Somebody said, Pastor, you got time to preach. I'm going somewhere. Mary and Martha wanted a healing miracle. But Jesus had another kind of miracle in mind. They wanted healing, but Jesus was prepared for resurrection. I need to preach this. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes he delays because he's working on something better for you. Can I preach? May I preach? A healing would have been one that he's already done over and over again. But sometimes he doesn't come when we want him, because he's bringing something with him greater than what we've asked for. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's got a blessing with your name on it that's greater than what you've even asked for. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Jesus tells Martha in John chapter 11, verse number 40, Jesus tells Martha, I am delayed so that the glory of God can be revealed in this situation. Oh, y'all help me preach to somebody and say, neighbor, your blessing is delayed so that the glory of God can be seen in this situation. Did I now say, see the glory? See the glory. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, get ready to see the glory. Get ready for God to do something that you asked for, healing, and God's got a resurrection. You asked for a job, but God's got a business. You asked for an apartment, and God's got a house. You asked for a better paycheck, and God's got open windows pouring out. Get ready. Get ready. This is a good time to put a praise on it. I need 100 folk to say, Lord, I am waiting on something greater. Anyone want something greater, something better? You've got to trust God. Trust the process that God knows what he's doing and knows when he's going to. If you can hold out a little while longer, if you can go through this for 2 more months, if you can hold on a few days longer, God's got a blessing. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Somebody shout, Lord, I don't mind waiting. Jesus stood over Lazarus' tomb and said, Lazarus, 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 not everybody in the grave, but Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus got up walking. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Give somebody a high five and say, neighbor, you asked for healing, but God got restoration. Yeah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. God got resurrection with your name on it. Get ready for resurrection. Get ready for restoration. Who am I preaching to? Woo. Everything delayed is not denied. I need to get into this text, and we'll deal with the heart of it again on Tuesday night. In the book of Habakkuk, Perhaps one of the greatest examples in all of Scripture, someone having a dialogue with God. Habakkuk questioned what was going on. I see evil everywhere. Good people are suffering while bad people are prospering. What's up, God? I don't understand you. Why am I struggling so? Can I preach to some honest folk? I'm going to say something. Don't y'all judge me. But there have been times in my life I was downright mad at God. Can I just be honest? There were times in my life I was angry at God. Dr. Cheryl, there were times in my life I didn't even feel like praying. I said, Lord, I prayed and prayed, and you didn't answer my prayer. And I see other folk riding around healthy and wealthy, and they don't worship you. God had to remind me, son, I will work a work. Ooh. In your day. Because somebody says not over until God says is over. God told Habakkuk, I will work things out in your day. I can't even tell you about it because you will not believe it. Can I help you out? If Jesus would have said to Martha and Mary before Lazarus died, I'm waiting so that I can raise him from the dead, they would not have believed that because they had not seen it done before. I'm preaching to somebody. God says, I'm working on something with your name on it that I will not prophesy it to you. I will not have anybody lay hands and tell you about it. You just have to see it when it happens. Is there anybody in here willing to trust God's timing? Whew. I will work a work in your days, but you won't believe it, though it be told unto you. God wanted Habakkuk to know that he was going to do something incredible during Habakkuk's lifetime, that however it would not be on Habakkuk's timeline. Catch me, church. God says, I've heard your prayers. I have an answer for what you're going through, but you're going to have to wait until I say it's time. Chapter 2 and verse 3, I want to read this to you in two versions. The first is the New King James says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and will not lie. And though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry. But I really want to bless you with what the Message Bible says. The Message Bible puts it this way. It says, if it seems... Can I preach to some real folk? If it seems slow in coming, wait. If it seems slow in coming, comma, wait. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, although it's slow coming, one more time, although it may be slow coming, look at the next part. Next, it's we're going to have some church over there. Can I have some church over there? I need a few folk to stand up with me. Grab a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I've got good news. The good news, it's on its way. It's on its way. Lord. Any faith walkers in here, wave at somebody on the other side of the church and say, it's on its way. The check is in the mail. Go check the mailbox. Deacon Jimmy, we don't know when, but it's coming. It's coming. Find you a praise partner and say, neighbor, I don't have to wait until I see it to praise God for what God is going to do. You've got 60 seconds to give. Come on and praise him. Bless him. Bless him. It's on the way. It's on the way. Somebody shout, it's on the way. You know it's coming. Act as if you know it's coming. Act like you act when you wait on your tax refund check. You know it's coming. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I know it's coming. I will bless the Lord right now because it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. The Message Bible ends with this sentence. It will come right on. Any faith walkers, it will come right on. Lord, I thank you. You owe God a dance over what you know is on the way. You owe God a praise for what you know is on the way. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and... Where are my faith walkers? Tell somebody, I don't have to see it. I'm waiting. Somebody, meet me at this altar. Come on.
Keep on passing. Keep on praying. Keep on passing. Keep on praying. On the way. On the way. On the way. On the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. Keep on passing. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. It's on the way.
it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on the way. It will come. It will come right on. Ooh. There's something with your name on it that's coming right on time. Ooh. Listen. Here's what's coming. It's a new season. Look at somebody. Say, it's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing is coming my way. A season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. We've got three insights that we'll share with you on Tuesday night that will tie all this together. But right now, God wants us to rejoice in the fact that something with your name is on the way. Martha and Mary wanted healing. Jesus was working on a resurrection. Ooh, somebody catch it. You're mad at God because God didn't give you what you wanted. And God said, I've got something greater than what you asked for. Ooh, with your name on it. You ask God to make things better on your job, and God says, I've got a better job with your name on it. Ooh. I've got a better relationship. Ooh. Just with your name on it. Tell somebody, it's coming my way. It's a new season. Come on. Ooh.
It's a new
fresh anointing.
A fresh anointing
coming
is flowing my way.
Season,
it's
season.
A season of power and prosperity.
Ooh,
It's a new season and it's coming.
Can God speak to you? It's a new season.
It's a new season. It's a brand new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing.
It's flowing. It's flowing.
It's flowing my way. It's a season of power. Yeah. And prosperity.
One more time. Put your hands right here. Talk to yourself. It's a new season.
It's a brand new day. A fresh anointing. It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing my way. It's a season of power. Yes. Oh, yes. And prosperity. It's a new season. Oh, yes. I'm so glad that I came into my new season. It's a new season. It's a new season.
It's a new
coming to me.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. There are plans for good and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Here's what God told me to tell you. I know what I'm doing. I know what I have. Ooh, for you. We've got to accept God's timing for God's blessings. God's got a new season, a new day, fresh anointing, but it's coming when God says it's ready. Ooh. Close those eyes right now. To those of you who are listening virtually, those of you who are listening by way of radio, perhaps you have been like the prophet Habakkuk. You question God's delay. Perhaps you have been like Martha and Mary. You question why it has taken Jesus so long. Perhaps you are like Abraham and Sarah. You wonder if God knows what he's doing. But here's the answer. The vision is yet for an appointed time. And though it tarry, wait on it. Although it may be delayed, wait on it. Ooh. Look at somebody standing next to you and say, trust God. Ooh. He knows what he's doing. He knows what to bless you with. And he knows when to bless you. Ooh. Close those eyes right now. This is all about where you are with God. Here's the question. Ooh, I asked this at 8. We'll deal with it on Tuesday. Listen, what if God says not yet? What if when you pray tonight, God says, not yet? The question is, are you willing to wait until you hear him say yes? It's coming. Why is this important, Pastor Jackson? Because God says he's talking to somebody right now, and God's telling you it's coming. Ooh, but it's happening on my own timeline. It doesn't happen when we want to. God says, I'm working on you. I'm working on your blessing. Ooh, but it's coming my way. One more time, Regine. It's coming.
A new season.
It's about to happen in your life. It's about to happen in your life.
Fresh anointing. It's a season of power and prosperity. Yeah. It's a new season. And it's coming, coming.
After this prayer, if God is speaking to anyone, listen, all eyes are closed. Because someone in here today, you are hearing the voice of God. And God is telling you, now is the time. Today is the day you take that step. Today is the day you hear my voice and you follow my instructions. I'm not sure who God is talking to or what God is telling you to do, but I am sure of this, that God is speaking. Ooh. God is speaking. Eternal Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for this incredible series on the power of patience. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you don't have to always come when we want you, but you are always on time. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We may ask for healing, and you have a resurrection in mind. You have restoration in mind. thank you because there's something greater with our name on it. It's coming our way. It's coming. We believe it. We can rejoice over it. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hoo-ha. In Jesus' name.
Listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled, The Power of Patience, God's Appointed Time, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 07-2025. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 072025. Join us at Bible Way for our Children and Youth Month Back-to-School Week activities. Sunday, August 3rd at 11 a.m. is the Children's Church Live Annual Cookout and the Wire Teens Field Day Event. Monday, August 4th, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. is the Back-to-School Haircut and Styles Event. And on Tuesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. in the Worship Center, join us for the Back-to-School Midweek Service and Gift Card Giveaway with special guest, Senator Overture Walker. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.